Hey, you guys. What are you guys watching? Do you guys mind if I join you? Okay. I'll just sit here right beside you, little brother. So, do you have any plans for the weekend? Oh, well, if you don't have any, you can just stay here. For the whole weekend, yeah. Oh, we don't mind. Do we, little brother? It's actually getting a bit cold in here, isn't it? You'll bring a blanket for my brother and I? Oh, that's so sweet. I love it when you're here. Okay, thank you. And don't forget one for you, too. She's so nice, isn't she, brother? You got very lucky getting a best friend like her, and it's been a friendship that's lasted for years now. You know how hard it is to stay in contact with your friends after high school? Yeah. And you two not only stay in contact, but you see each other, like, all the time. I think she even wanted to go to the same college as you. Yeah, but, oh well. You two do everything together. It's so cute. What? I'm just saying it's cute. Nothing else. Trust me, as your big sister, I feel so at ease knowing someone like her is your best friend. She takes good care of you when I'm not around. Plus, she is really pretty. Isn't she, little brother? Oh. Too shy to answer. Look at you. You're even blushing. Hey, there's nothing wrong in saying that your best friend is pretty. You think so too? That she's pretty? See, it wasn't that hard. You're in love with her, aren't you? Come on, you can be honest with me. It's so obvious. The way you look at her, the way she looks at you, the way she talks about you when you're not around. Trust me, we always ask her if you two are dating yet or not, and all she can do is just giggle and blush. You even talk differently to her when no one is around. Yeah, I'll admit, at times, I try and eavesdrop on you two. Like when you two are in your room watching something, or when you guys study together. When she's in your room alone with you, you two sound so different from when you're in public. It's like your voices just get covered in sweet and tender love. Listen, she is a girl that you should not let go. You need to tell her that. Oh, welcome back. Thank you. Yeah, we'll just snuggle up with this blanket. She didn't miss anything important, did she, little brother? The third time watching it? Wow, you guys must really love this show. You really like to see her legs, don't you? Oh, come on. You can tell me. No need to get all shy now. You love her, right? And that includes just a little bit of lust, doesn't it? They look so smooth. And in those shorts, her thighs must feel so nice. The moment she dropped onto the sofa, her shorts lifted just enough for you to see a little part of her butt. You must have imagined how nice it would feel to poke that butt with your shh, don't raise your voice. Oh, don't worry. It's just that he gets a little mean when I try and be sweet and lay my head on his shoulder. You know how he is. I know, right? He does the same thing to you. Yeah, it's like he can't stand the idea that someone just wants to spoil him just a little bit. Exactly. Come on. Don't be like this. I know that you've masturbated thinking about her. Gosh, you are blushing and you look so cute. I'll continue anyway. You're liking this, aren't you? Every time I see you two sitting next to each other on this couch, watching something or playing something, I can't help myself. And all I can think about is the picture of you two making out. What? So what if that's wrong? You've imagined the same, right? Because I'm your sister. So what? I'm just saying what goes on in my mind when I see you two. Just let me continue, okay? Imagine she's straddling you, grinding on you, whispering into your ear, whispering your name and how good it feels to rub her pussy against your bulge, and her little moans. Have you ever imagined what she sounds like when she's moaning? It's such a hot scene, right? Yeah, I imagine that. But you must imagine that even more than I do. Every time you're alone in your room, images like that must come into your mind all of the time. But, you know, I am 100% sure that she does the same. Believe me, I can see it on her. She desires you. Trust me, little bro. I know when a girl wants a guy. And believe me, she wants you so bad. If you've ever sent her a voicemail or a short video, even a picture of you, believe me, she has used those things to get herself off. Even if they're just innocent, clean stuff. Imagine her in your room, masturbating all passionately while looking at your pictures, while listening to your voice, talking about your day and all that stuff. Oh, no. Don't worry. You can keep the popcorn. Oh, no. I'm not hungry. And besides, you are our special guest. We've known you for so long. You'll always be treated like royalty when you're here. Isn't that right, brother? Yeah. I hope that he's been treating you well. He does? Well, he is a good boy. What are we gossiping about? Oh, yeah, I'm just telling him my thoughts. On the movie, of course. You know how he is with his theories and all of that. Oh, you do that too? You two have so much in common.
No, no, don't move. Don't move. I'm just going to play with your ear a little bit.
She's not going to suspect what's going on.
It's dark and the TV is way louder anyway. What am I trying to do? Well, I can tell that the talk about your fantasies and how she might masturbate thinking about you has got you a bit, well, very hard. And I wouldn't be a good sister. Don't think about me. Think about her. I'll just grab at you a little bit and play with your ear. But again, think of her and only her, okay? I've seen you getting all horny around her. The time her blouse got wet when you two got caught in the rain. The time she had to sit in your lap because the car was full. The time she was wearing a tight skirt with those stockings. Even the time when she was simply sitting with her legs crossed and wearing those denim shorts. You naughty, naughty boy. You want to fuck her so hard. And then she'll no longer be your shy little friend. You want her to be your wife, your little slut, your plaything, don't you? Or maybe, just maybe, you want her to dominate you. Seeing her in charge. Using you the way she wants to use you. Praising you, maybe. Encouraging your pervy behavior. You can do all of those things. And she'll be willing to do it. You only need to tell her. You only need to confess. And then, just take her. Believe me, there have been so many times when she's done things just to get your attention. Even now, probably, she's just wishing for you to scooch over beside her and whisper in her ear all of the things he would do to her. She wants you to whisper her name, take her chin, and make out with her until you two can't think of anything else but fucking each other the whole night. Listen, I'm gonna get up and I'm going to leave. And once I'm gone, I want you to consider all of the things I've said. As soon as I leave you two alone, I want you to do what you've been waiting for. I want you to do what you've been thinking about. Make your big sister proud. I'll see you in the morning.